This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You ever thought of turning pro with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking for sponsorship.
It is, it's 7-Eleven.
Woo! Happy holidays, everybody.
Have you gone?
Of course.
Today?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. 7-Eleven. I was kidding.
No, of course.
I would have thought that you would kind of not go because everyone goes today. You're like,
yeah, it's for amateurs. It's like, I don't go out. Like, New Year's Eve is a drinking holiday, right? That's why I don't go out. I'm a pro. I don't go out on the amateur day.
No, I went to 7-Eleven, and also, unrelated, but on this topic, I went to McDonald's yesterday.
Stop!
Because they dropped the snack wrap.
You got one?
No, I didn't get one.
That's too healthy for him. It's got lettuce in it.
I saw a TikTok this morning of someone trying a snack wrap and she literally started crying. She was like, it reminded me, I used to work in McDonald's in high school and it just like brought me back to childhood.
Oh,
so I don't know.
I've never had one. Are they good?
I don't know. I've never had one either.
I haven't either. I remember my friends used to get them because they were like so cheap. They used to be on the dollar menu in high school. So that was a big, and it had the guise of being healthy because of the aforementioned lettuce. That's why I stayed away though.
But it's still fried chicken, right?
It is, yeah.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
With some cheese. But I feel like for these are monumental events for my beloved McDonald's, my beloved 7-Eleven. I feel like I just want to participate. I gotta show my face, you know?
They're expecting me. Let me ask you this. Do you participate in all these stupid days? I mean, I know 7-Eleven is the only one, in my opinion, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because today's date is 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. But like, it's also Friday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know it's Friday, but it's like
French Friday.
Yes.
Oh, for who?
I think it's
I don't know.
Like
it's like
national.
International Friday or some weird thing.
And so it's just at McDonald's. Okay, I'll go back.
National Friday.
What do you want from me?
But that's what I'm saying. Like on Pancake Day, do you do it?
No, I've done pepperoni pizza day. I've definitely done that at Domino's usually. They had like some deal going, I remember. You know, you put the fake mustache on, you can go multiple times.
What do you get today? I hate giving businesses free plugs on days like this, but like you get something today, right?
Yeah, you can get a free slushie. Yeah.
You have to do something?
No.
It's their 98th birthday, 7-Eleven.
Oh, wow.
I think you have to do something.
No.
Don't you have to have...
That's Chipotle, where you have to like dress up like a burrito and then you get a free thing.
No, but like...
7-Eleven, you literally just walk in and they're the little cups. They're like 12 ounce.
But like, doesn't Chick-fil-A, like you just have to have a cow print on you? Something? When they do their thing, you got to have something cow on you.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, they do their Chick-fil-A day and then like you have a cow print, like shawl. I don't know why I said shawl. But like, you have to just have something. I think, don't you at least, like with McDonald's, you have to have their app to get their things.
You do, yeah. So
that's because you have to reward them on the app. You literally just walk into 7-Eleven.
So you have to have... You sure you don't have to have anything.
I have. It's free, and then you can get a second free one, is what this article is saying, if you scan your app.
Okay.
That's two free Slurpees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, well...
And you go to multiple locations, you know.
Here's a fake mustache.
Here's,
exactly. Aaron, you put it on.
Here's what I have. I have some Slurpee facts that I'd like to quiz the Slurpee Psalm with.
All right.
First things first, I don't know the answer to this one. Is a Slurpee and an Icy the same thing?
How dare you? No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I slammed my hand kind of hard. I gotta be sure.
And
I think the Icy has a different, it is a unique texture. Like McDonald's when you have their shake. It's not a chocolate shake. It's a McDonald's shake. It has a certain texture, a je ne sais quoi. Do it. But just like the Icy does, it's like airier, I think.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can see that.
Is it?
The Slurpee.
Text in if you know, I guess, because we don't.
The Slurpee came to 7-Eleven in 1965 when they began a licensing deal with the Icy Company.
Okay, that's when they began, but I could see them having their own thing
as
now.
As part of the terms, they were allowed to give it an original name, which would be sold at 7-Eleven exclusively. So,
what?
My young apprentice.
What?
They feel
it's
different.
It's an Icy machine. Oh, so you're just going to double down on his thing?
No, I agree. Yeah.
It's the same
icy,
damn thing, people.
The Icy seems airier. The ice flakes seem smaller, whereas with the Slurpee, it's like crunchier. You have to chew a little bit.
Weirdo head, what? Why don't you get on your little friend there? Get on your little ChatGPT and ask your buddy, because I think this says it's the same thing.
But they've introduced so many new flavors where Icy's kept it pretty classic. They have the red, the blue, and then
the Coke.
The Coke.
Would you like to guess how many Slurpee flavors there have been?
Ooh. I would guess it's probably lower than I think. No, since the 60s?
It came out in 65. Let me
go
back
a second.
Sorry,
how many Slurpee flavors?
Yeah, don't answer from ChatGPT. I have the right number here.
Oh, cool.
I'll go 23.
Okay. Do you want to take a guess?
I think it's going to be higher because they always bring in one of those really gross sugar-free
mango
ones.
Weird. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I'm going to say it's like 57.
Okay. So I just want everybody to know that we started this by calling T-Yak the Slurpee Psalm.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it's the same thing as an Icy.
I mean,
he didn't know there have been over 300 Slurpee flavors. What are the most popular Slurpee flavors in the United States of America?
Cherry. That's red.
Okay, but it's a certain variety of cherry.
Wild cherry?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just redeemed yourself a little
bit.
Wild
cherry, blue raspberry.
Okay, I'm looking for two flavors. Wild cherry is one. The second most popular Slurpee flavor, 303-222-5423. If you text in right now, we will get you a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven. We won't. You just have to, it has nothing to do with us.
Is it Coke? Is it Coke or Mountain Dew? It can't be Coke Mountain Dew.
There's a Mountain Coke Dew what? Slurpee?
Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Yep.
Coke what?
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola is correct.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right, technically.
I was confused too.
Here's the last thing that I'd like to ask you. Do you know how the Slurpee was invented? How or where the Slurpee was invented? Or both?
No. Was it an accident? Is it one of those things where it's like it was a frozen thing and then it melted a little bit and people were like, hey, this is pretty good.
You're pretty close.
Minnesota.
It does not say where.
What the heck?
You can probably look that up. Here's what happened. At a Dairy Queen, the soda fountain stopped working. Huh. The owner of that Dairy Queen stashed some soda in a freezer so he could sell them partially frozen. The customers loved it. He quit Dairy Queen.
Oh my God.
And started the Icy Company.
And it was in Kansas.
Oh. And that man was the polar bear that's on the ice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.